troopers for getting here tonight, so thank you. As a regional arts center, Guild Hall is known for world-class programs. Our strength is in our diversity of museum, theater, and education, all serving more than 40,000 visitors annually. This year, during renovations, we are off-site with theater programs at East Hampton Studios, and my thanks to Fraser Dougherty for making that possible. And on-site with exhibitions and classes. Our mission is to recognize and support artists and actors, emerging and established, who make up our unique community.
Well, I want to thank everyone for being here as well. With this weather, I can imagine this isn't the first place you want to be, but thank you for coming and supporting Guild Hall and supporting this wonderful exhibition, which hopefully all of you saw. If you didn't, you must see it over the next couple months. I'm pleased to report that we have had a very successful evening. We've raised almost $300,000 already. And when the auction comes about, we hope to double that. But please, as we always say, bid often and bid a lot. I would like to extend my heartfelt thanks to all of the co-chairs of tonight's evening. Joining Layla and myself as co-chairs are Marshall Allen and Karen Legata, who are over here, Helen and Robert Appel, Chris Brown and Andrew Gordon, June Larkin and John Gibson, Nina and Michael Lynn, Anne Tenenbaum and Thomas Lee, Connie and Arthur Zeckendorf. And this year we have, for the first time, a young patron co-chair, Tricia and Jason Vanzer. Thank you.
I want to thank Guild Hall very much for allowing me to have a show here, and working with Christina was like very easy, and I got my way, and I'm really happy with the way it looks. And Sean Kaylee Reagan from Reagan Projects in LA kicked in and put money together to help put this catalog together, and has been a great support on this show as well, as Nicole Claxburn. I'm just really happy to have this event, and I can't believe it. Thank you.
I'm up here to speak. I can't say a word. My heart is just overflowing. Thank you all. It is with gratitude and humility that I stand amid this notable gathering. I am overwhelmed by the honor you bestow upon me tonight. I count this as an additional blessing in a very long list of blessings, some of which I would like to share with you on this auspicious occasion. At my side always, my first blessing, Carol, who has been my muse and inspiration for over 30 years. My son David, who is also with us to help make this celebration such a memorable one. Very memorable. Thank you, David. Having reached my advanced age, it comes as no surprise that I spent some of my time reflecting on the last 91 years, contemplating what has most impacted my life and my work. I do a lot of that. As I look around this table and this room, the answer becomes very, very evident. My family and my friends. Having lived through the Depression, World War II, Korea, the Cold War, the space program, cures for many diseases, the technology revolution, and most of the major events of the 20th and now the 21st century, it reinforces my belief that each of us is a vital member of a world community. Our lives cannot be fulfilled or meaningful without following the tenets of those much wiser than myself who advocate the ideals of peace, tolerance, understanding, and giving back. My art is merely an expression of the love, joy, and purpose I have found throughout my life. For me, the ability to create the reflections and refractions of light through various assemblies of geometric abstracts is a symbolic of one's opportunities in life. There are so many choices available to each of us. Should I bend in this direction? Will this layer of my life reflect the color of my dreams? Have I bonded and adhered to the best of my life principles? These are the questions that only time will reveal. But for tonight, I would like to thank Ruth Apeloff, Christine Strassfield, all of the Guildhall family, and the Board of Trustees for not only allowing me to have this moment to be surrounded by those of you I cherish, my family and my friends, but for the constant and wide-reaching positive influence Guildhall has always been for the East End and the arts. The vision and mission of this organization is unparalleled in its commitment to the communities and peoples it serves. It is a night I will forever remember and look back on with great fondness. Thank you all so very much.
$10,000 a hand, $10,000 any more than 10. The bid is on my left, the $10,000, $11,000. continue? Next bid is only $14,000. Would you like to continue? $14,000 we have! $14,000 we have! $15,000 now! $15,000! $15,000! Don't look relieved, because now it's your turn again. $15,000? No, you're quite sure about that. Quite certain. We, you know, your friends can chip in and help you out on this one. No, $15,000 still. No, you don't want to. At $15,000 then. $15,000 any more than 15. We have a new bid. You see it over there. $16,000 new bidder. $16,000 dear me. $16,000 now. It's $16,000 on my far left. It's 16 against you, sir. Would you like to bid? Can you bring it over here, please? Because it's as good of a close-up as it is from far. $17,000 a hand now. $17,000, any more than 17 against you, sir. $18,000 now. 18 I have. The gentleman behind me at $18,000. $19,000 now. $19,000 against you, sir, now. It's at $19,000. $19,000. Would you like to continue, sir? At $19,000. No,
I'm
certain about that. You're certain. $19,000. Any more than $19,000. I can sell it for $19,000. Any more. Last chance at $19,000. Great, great, great man, and a great, great art lover. And of course, exquisite, amazing, amazing taste. All done. Last chance for Mr. Oil Farman. So, congratulations! Second word. And for this word, we will sell $2,000. $3,000 now. That's $3,200 now. $3,200. Any more than $3,200? That's $3,500. $3,800 now.